This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
And good morning, Rutherford County. We're going to have Matt Riley on, and he's called over at the university over here at MTSU the gentle giant. And I don't know about the gentle part, but I'll take the other one. He's going to be a real fun guy. And we will let you know that his show is brought to you by At Home Care. When you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, At Home Care is ready to sit down with you and help devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs. At Home Care is different than any others you see in the local marketplace because they're owned and operated by longtime Murfreesboro resident Melissa Warren. That means that Home Care is hands-on and involved in your family members' care and satisfaction all day, every day. At Home Care provides top-quality professional caregiving services throughout Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee. Whether you need a 24/7 companion, ongoing assistance with transportation to church or doctor's appointments, laundry, housekeeping, personal care, or more, At Home Care is here for you. At Home Care, telephone number 713-4639, online at homecaretennessee.com. That's 713-4639, At Home Care. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, I'm tickled to you. It was so nice to meet you over at the big get-together, kind of like a grand new opening at Stan McNabb's in Tullahoma. And you were such a joy to talk with. I started to say sit down, but you couldn't find a place to sit down. It looked like it was a start of an MTSU football game. There were so many people over there.
Stan had a really nice turnout. And he did. It was a great, great opening. A reopening to the store. He's special friend to our program and our family. He does an outstanding job, and his family and Miss Nancy are just special folks to us.
Well, I can agree with that since they're related to me. You know, you are from the mountains. You're from over in East Tennessee.
Yes, sir. I grew up. We call it Four Points, but it's Strawberry Plains, New Market, right outside of, right off of Highway 70.
And in some points, I can remember, well, that area was the football capital of Tennessee. I mean, they had some great ball players come out of there.
We've had some good ball players out in that area. We have some great baseball players come out of East Tennessee also. I went to Jefferson County High School. It's right on the northeast side of Knoxville, so that's where I grew up.
And you played football at MTSU.
I did play football at MTSU. I came here in '83 from Jefferson County, which Craig Kismuth was my head coach there. And, Coach Sorrells was at Greenville. We've had some players at MTSU that played for him. He helped me get in the door a little bit with Coach LT Helton and Coach Donnelly. So I came here in '83, and they gave me a scholarship to come play ball. I'd never really been across the plateau too much, but it was a great opportunity for me in a great place. And
Well, of course, there had different things. When you come to Middle Tennessee, where you don't have all these hills, you have to wear shoes over here. Well, was that kind of hard to adapt to?
The shoes weren't the problem. It was the lack of the heels.
It's hard on you.
That was a little disturbing. I've never seen so much flat ground in my life. So,
well, to us, it's hilly.
Yeah, I understand
over there,
that.
You get over in your country, it's a different story altogether.
Yeah, the cows all have one leg shorter than another. I understand.
Well, you walk kind of sideways yourself.
That's right.
You know, I don't know how in the world, with your size and your talent and your strength and everything, that you were able to go around Knoxville on your way to MTSU to play football. I'm surprised they didn't kidnap you.
Well, as Coach Donnelly would tell you, I wasn't very good. We didn't have football when I was a kid growing up. When I was young, so I only played basically high school football, and played one year for Craig Kinsmith, and he's won it. Him and Coach Sorrells really changed my life. Craig Kinsmith and Coach Sorrells, they helped me get on the right path. So my senior year is really when I really got to play. So nobody whole lot looked at me as far as a player. I was just a big, strong, fast kid that could run, and LT seen.
Do you need anything else?
And LT seen me play, and he liked what he saw, and I liked him, and I came here basically because of him, LT Helton. He actually graduated and played at Tennessee.
Yeah, I remember him. Isn't it amazing how much coaches, and that goes all the way through what you do, the head coaches, assistant coaches, what they mean in your lives? Because I think back, and it's hard to find anybody outside your parents that has such an influence on which direction you're going to go.
Well, and that's true, and I'm blessed with a great family. My dad's been gone, but he was a very important part of my life. He's very structured, loving, caring guy. And mom just took care of it. We were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. Mom, we called her Mama Red. She ran the place. Me and Dad, we'd play ball and work, and that's the way it was. And my two brothers, Spencer and Jason Rockford. It was just a great place to grow up, growing up in between those two lakes in East Tennessee, and then getting the opportunity to come here, play for Coach Donnelly, and coming to Middle Tennessee. And, you know, Middle Tennessee is a very unique place, as if you go out into the other schools in the Sun Belt, you're not going to find a team. You're not going to find a community, and you're not going to find administration. I mean, I'm blessed with great administrators. I've had Coach Stanford, Chris Massaro, mm-hmm. Dr. McPhee, Coach Donnelly. All these guys have been a very important influence on my life, and it's a fantastic place to be.
Well, it has to be a great place because where you come from, it's one of the most beautiful areas in Tennessee. I've been over there. I've been over to watch football games. It's just absolutely one of those places that, well, a lot of people, when they say, when I retire, I want to retire to a place like this, because it was gorgeous. And we were talking earlier about your mom and your family kind of being the center of the community for the kids. Everybody would show up there. And, you know, that speaks volumes for someone who has a family like that, that the kids love to come to and have a good time. And just, you know, you're being taken care of.
Yeah, well, mom and dad and my grandmother, we've got a couple. Grandma had a farm up there, and then Dad, we lived on the family farm on his side. It was just, Dad was like, there's nothing but trouble out there after midnight. I want y'all boys in here. You come in and hang out, and, you know, boys will be boys on the farm and have a big time and have the field buggies out running across the across the farm and just being boys.
Now you are over the strength and training of that's the entire program at MTSU, and that's for all the athletes, which is an amazing thing for me, that the requirement is so intense right now for the athletes, and they have to stay pretty much on a regimented program, and you're the one that has to make sure that everything is done. You take care of the coaches, and we were mentioning earlier, I used to go over there and work out some. They were so nice to me and helpful, and one of the people I remember, of course, was Doc Kreese. And he's legendary in the strength program and training. And, of course, he had been at a number of universities. I presume, is he still on the West Coast?
Doc is in L.A. right now, Hollywood Doc. He's doing well.
He is one of the more gregarious, nicest fellas. And I tell you how he was. The first time I went over in the weight room, I can still remember it like it was yesterday. I walked in, and all the football players were in there lifting. And he told them to stop. And each one of them came by and shook my hand and told me where they were from. Now, can you imagine something like that?
Doc's bigger than life now.
Yeah.
He definitely is bigger than life. He does everything. And he's the one that got me started. Mm-hmm. When I got through playing and after I got injured, Coach Donnelly asked me it was Doc's first year. We never really had a strength coach until Doc got here, except for some of the coaches, Coach Five Ash, mm-hmm. Coach Robbins, they had all been in there running the strength conditioning part of it. So Doc got me incorporated into it and going to work for him and running the Proposition 48 program and doing some stuff like that. So it was neat to get me started into that, and it just took off from there.
It sounds like a complicated issue because you're dealing with, what, 10 or maybe more than 10 different sports over at MTSU, and you have so many different ways that you have to train. Just like your golf, volleyball, football, basketball, baseball, it just runs all over the place. But yes, you have to hone people differently in each sport.
Well, we truly have a great situation here. Thanks to my former ADs, Chris Massaro. Chris has done a great job. Anything affects our kids hands on, and he does just a tremendous job. He has helped us put together a staff, and my staff, they keep us going. They're definitely the guys that and gals that do the work. I'm just the front guy a lot of times. I've got my sports, but each one of them are have their own positions. Jason Spray, which is a local guy from here, he's the head football strength coach, does an outstanding job. He played football here. Mark Moore, which is Kermit's strength coach, Coach Davis's strength coach. We hired him back in May, but he'd been with us since June. He came with us to us from Mississippi State. I have Jason Vest. Jason's been at James Madison, Auburn, and Troy. Mm. We won't hold that against him. And he's taking care of volleyball. I mean, not volleyball, but golf and tennis. And then my latest hire was Bethany Ganey, and she's handling volleyball, soccer, and softball. I handle women's basketball, baseball for Coach McGuire and Coach Ensel. And then I handle Coach Hayes. He's my track coach. Been around for a few years. Got a few championships.
Legendary.
He is a legend. Yes. There's no question. I'm truly blessed. I get to pick my coaches a little bit. So, and that's our staff. And I got Scott Millsap, which is Scott's a local guy also, him and Mark. Scott's been with me as just a volunteer guy to a student assistant, and he just loves Blue Raiders, him and Mark. And our staff, it is about Middle Tennessee. It's about the Blue Raiders. And this is a special place. And it means a lot to them. So,
you have to be extremely dedicated to be an athlete these days, because
you do because you know, back when I was in school and you were in school, you were made to do everything. Now, right. Now it's voluntary. And there's so much information out there, and there's so many types of different training philosophies. Mm-hmm. And everybody's getting hit from every which way. We train athletes. Mm-hmm. That's what we train. We make good athletes better athletes, and better athletes great athletes. We train them. We train them hard. We train them from the inside out, which would be the core. Mm-hmm. And that's the big word now, the core strength. Mm-hmm. Train from your belly button out to your extremities. Agility, speed, and explosiveness. That's what we want. We want to be bigger, faster, stronger, and that's a term that's used by a lot of different people. A lot of people are into Olympic lifting. Mm-hmm. Some people are into stability ball, balance training, and working core. You know, over the years, there's not just one way of skinning that cat, as you'd say. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got unique needs. Everybody's got special challenges that we have to assess, find out, and get them better. You know, but we're in a society where we want it right now. Mm-hmm. Well, work capacity and volume, that takes years. The strength gains you can make, good jumps, but I mean, we train a lot of different avenues, a lot of different ways. But our core training, most of our sports, we do some kind of Olympic training, even with the golf team. About explosive, rotational, hip rotation, shoulder rotation, flexibility, explosion. So, I mean, we train kids. We train the golf team to the football team, basketball, volleyball, soccer, tennis. We train pretty much everybody. We train everybody on campus that is an athlete and reports to Chris Massaro in our athletic department.
Is that why the athletes of today seem to be more skilled and have more ability than they did? Of course, you know, there's always those. You know, I think back to the 50s when Mickey Mantle was playing, and he was injured a couple of times, and what they said basically was his natural muscle mass, he was too strong for the rest of his body, and he was injuring himself quite a bit. And I know everything has gotten so technical and precise now that you guys are able to handle things like that.
Well, you know, and Graham Neff, which is our associate athletic director, he's who I directly answer to as my boss, but he's a great guy, very innovative, and he's always trying to help us put the little pieces together, to help mm-hmm. put the polish on it. And we were talking about some different training, some core training. He's a big baseball runner guy, good athlete himself. And we train a lot of volume. We've got to have a good base mm-hmm. for that. And that's some of the stuff that, you know, if you walked in on strength, that would be some of the stuff that we started with you. Mm-hmm. But I was talking to Coach Stanford the other day also, and he goes, you know, we didn't lift weights. You got caught. Coach Murphy would run you if he caught you lifting weights.
Made you muscle bound.
Mm-hmm. You know, so you're going from that mentality, and that's one lifetime to the change of where we are right now. It is phenomenal. But if you look back at what they did then and what they do now, as far as the true strength and conditioning people, mm-hmm. Things come in cycles. You know, I always call the fitness training and stuff like that, that's Jack Lane. That's when you had three TVs and he'd take a chair and a broomstick and he'd do step-ups, mm-hmm. inverted pull-ups, push-ups off of a box. Well, you see that decline push-ups? He was doing that mm-hmm. back then. If you look at some of the old film of baseball, you see Yogi Berra doing things that leg swings and flip overs, what I call rock and rolls and different leg movement. We call them scorpions. We call them Iron Crosses now. And that was year, I mean, that's decade. I mean, that's to me, phenomenal that those guys were still using the same core principles that these guys did. But now, we obviously put a new twist on it. There's a lot of science behind it. There's a lot of in-depth research on what we do. But the training is sport-specific. But again, you got to train that volume. You got to train that work capacity, which is the same type. You got to train speed and explosion and the flexibility.
And the coaches love it, don't they?
Well, I hope so. They have so far. So,
well, you know, it seems like the kids that go over there that really want to excel and become special, I bet you they're the ones that stay in the gym longer than anybody else.
Well, and you do have, I mean, you do have different athletes. So, I mean, just like you got different people in a job. Some people are really good at some things, and some people really have to work at other things.
Is there any way to control the speed of an athlete? Because I know that some guys are born to be sub-10 second sprinters. I mean, it's just the way it is. But if you get some guy out there that just average speed,
can you make him faster?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we do a little camp in the summer, and it's speed development, strength camp that we do. And we started it years ago just for little kids. And a parent comes in and goes, well, this guy over here says they can do it. I said, hey, I can show you on the clock right now. We can make your kid faster in 30 minutes. What does that mean, he's faster? No, it means we changed his technique.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we probably increased his start time. There's different aspects of speed.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's two ways to get faster. Turnover, or how many times your feet touch the ground, stride length. Longer stride, keeping stride length, stride frequency up, you're faster.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something you can do to increase speed. So you can increase speed. Explosive strength, that's the start.
Mm-hmm.
Can I come off faster? Can I be quicker? You look at Dwight Stone that played here as a running back for us years ago. Mm-hmm. Dwight had the most incredible start. He was so explosive coming out of the box. And he was a 4.28 guy. I mean, that was phenomenal.
Fast.
It's still fast.
Yeah.
And we've had some of those guys. We got guys over there that football's got now are fast. And Jason works that speed development with them all the time. But, yes, you can make them faster. How you do it and what you do. I mean, some people are going to – are obviously fast guys to start with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I said I wasn't going to say this, but I always compare it. I had a doctor friend of mine. He always goes he goes, Matt, you got giraffes, you got lions, you got tigers, you got rhinos. You're never going to be a tiger. You're a rhino. This guy's never going to be this. You are what you are.
Mm-hmm.
And as my old coach used to say, don't blame me. Blame your mom and daddy. It's their fault. And that was Coach Dolly. And that always stuck with me. It is what you are what you are. And you can be the best and the fastest rhino out there, the fastest gazelle out there, but you know, you're still going to be a gazelle or a rhino.
It's remarkable to watch these athletes, whether it's in a track program or in football or whatever, and they start off and they all seem to be about the same, and then all of a sudden there's always one or two that just keeps lengthening their lead, and just so it seems like there's hardly any effort in it at all. And what they always say is that a lot of athletes, when they're running and they're fairly close or comparable to the same speed, they tighten up. maybe they try to become more aggressive or whatever, but they lose that natural run.
The natural
stride. The muscle, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And their gait. Yeah, and that does happen. We always tell them, you know, you need to run. You want to see your cheeks bouncing around your lips. Mm-hmm. We don't see you gritting your teeth. Because mm-hmm. That does tighten you up and it slows you down. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I was watching in the Olympics.
Everybody's bouncing.
Yeah, their mouths are bouncing up and down. Right. And I say, well, they're just completely loose. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Matt Riley.
Next is the Better Business Focus with Terry Page.
Are you searching for a full-service, one-stop-shop contracting and construction team to repair your damaged residential or commercial roofing system? Fessler Home Improvement and Construction is a fully licensed and insured company with a solid rating from the Better Business Bureau, and we're here to help. Call us at 217-4907. We also specialize in water damage and remodeling. Call 217-4907 for a free, no-obligation inspection. Fessler Home Improvement and Construction, 217-4907.
Have you ever thought about who decides if a product or service meets the customer satisfaction test? Who decides if the business performs better than others? It's not the business, but the customer. Our business community knows their customers decide if they have met the test. Customers, when you have a concern, don't go away. Give the business a chance to resolve your issues. This is Terry Page with your local Better Business Bureau.
Are you tired of being taken advantage of when you bring your car in for service? Have you been searching for an honest repair shop that employs mechanics with honest Christian values? If you have been searching, you just found the right place. I'm Robert McConnell, and I'm proud to say that my shop is your place for honest automobile repair and service. Give us a call today at 896-1407, or just stop on by. Remember, at Robert's Auto Repair, we care, and we're always here to help.
Robert's Discount Auto Repair, on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Here are today's specials at Okay, Jose. Bring your kids in. It's Kids Meal Thursday for $1.99.
Stop by Okay, Jose on South Rutherford next to Walmart. That's the Thursday Kids Meal Special, $1.99. Dine in only. And tonight is karaoke night from 8 to 11.
Southern Community Bank, unlike all the rest. Beverly Barker, branch manager.
Southern Community Bank is a strong, independent community partner with a simple philosophy. Keep banking hassle-free for people who just want to be treated well.
We're unlike all the rest. Our services are intuitive. Our team is friendly. Our approach is refreshing. And our service is clearly unique.
We're located at 1950 Old Fort Parkway, next to the Doubletree Hotel.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Weather Eye.
For the forecast area, we will see plenty of sunshine with a high near 90, a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies for tonight, 63 degrees for your low. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Feluber.
Right now, 77.
Congratulations to today's good neighbor of the day, Richard and Susan Hunt. They received flowers for Ryan's Flower Shop. And also, it's Annie Watson winning the birthday cake from Junior's Foodland. Congratulations.
Great time for fishing here in Middle Tennessee. This is Randy of Murfreesboro Outdoors inviting all of y'all to come by and pick up your supplies. We've got rods and reels and line, artificial baits.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
Like you're going to Smyrna, we're half a mile from Thompson Lane on the ride.
You've known him for years. Now you can visit with him every day. It's The Truman Show, continuing right now on WGNS, AM and FM.
And welcome back with Matt Riley. And this part of his show is brought to you by Gordon Ralston. And that's Al and Larry, Al Gordon and Larry Ralston. And they are top photographers right here in Murfreesboro. Al is a master craftsman and Larry is a certified craftsman, and they are the most awarded studio in the Middle Tennessee area, and they operate a full-service photographic studio in Murfreesboro. And they specialize in weddings, high school seniors, and family portraits. And I can still remember when we had our 50th class reunion, they had the best pictures I have ever seen, and it's something that every one of our class treasures. Their work is classic, yet current with a creative edge, and Al was even awarded the Grand Award for the best wedding image in the world. Gordon Ralston, they look forward to meeting you and will treat you like family. You know, we've been sitting here talking, and there's been one question I've been wanting to ask you. It's kind of a leading question. How was it to work for your football coach, Boots Donnelly, here at MTSU?
Well, I laugh because I think about the first off season we were here. I came back, and Kelly Holcomb was our quarterback, a little skinny kid. And as soon as we got through playing, the season was over. I got in here in May, and back then you didn't have all the football guys in the summer. We're trying to get them jobs, and we're working out at weird hours. And Coach Donnelly brought me in that the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, or Tuesday before Thanksgiving. He goes, I want to meet on what you're going to plan on doing for the off season. We got to change some things up. And so we go in. I take it to him on Wednesday. And this is Thanksgiving. We met Thanksgiving Day, the day after Thanksgiving. We met Saturday. We come back in Sunday. and he's on me about this. And then finally he goes, all right, this is what we're going to do. And it's the same thing we were talking about on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, but he wanted to know how passionate I was about what I do and what I believe in. And he was just checking my oil.
Yeah.
You know, he taught me so much about people and dealing with people. He gave me an opportunity. He was great at giving people second chances. And, you know, I never thought he liked me until he offered me a job. And the first time I couldn't come back. And then the second time I did take the job, it was when Doc left. I didn't want to be an assistant before that, and he had offered me to come back before that. And I just didn't feel it was time, and things worked out, and I went to Southern Miss. And then when Doc left, Preston O'Neill was the coach, was one of the coach recruiting area. He goes, Coach wants to talk to you. So we got on the phone, and we talked to Coach, and I said, Coach, I'm interested. I really hadn't planned on coming back. But, you know, it was a unique situation. We're going to make that transition into 1A. And Coach Stanford and all the athletic directors and all the administrators that we've had, John Cawthorn, I mean, there's so many guys. I can't name all the people that's helped us in facilitating our building and our strength conditioning program, from all my coaches, secretaries. I mean, they've all been so great, great people to work with. But Coach Donnelly was always, he was always one, you know, he'd check your oil and make sure you're 100% believed in what you were talking about.
All business.
And it was about loyalty and,
yeah.
And family, and you know, he'll always have a special place in my heart, and he's a great man.
I think that's one of the great things about working for a university, especially one like MTSU, where it's such a family atmosphere. You all guys work together for one goal, and that's for the betterment of the kids, you as know, they come in here.
And when Chris came in, Chris and I was talking, and I said, Chris, you know, I came here because somebody helped me.
Right.
And helped me become a better person. And I said, and my philosophy is, I know that we are the strength conditioning department and we're going to make a better athlete and provide that, but we're also here to make better citizens and better people. And when those kids leave here, I want them leaving like I felt when I left from playing from Coach Donnelly. There's nothing out there that I couldn't handle because I've been through it. And, you know, it was tough. It was rigid. It was strict. And but it is about the kids. It's about helping kids become what they want to become and help them be successful. I've got Coach Hayes right now. I've got Jim McGuire, which, you know, and Coach Enzel.
Give a big cheer for Big Jim. He's going to be a great head coach.
He is going to be a great coach. He's already a great coach.
Yeah.
He's just changing gears in his life right now. Coach Enzel, he's been great. Great to work with.
Before you go any farther with Coach Enzel, I love him. I mean, he has got a great personality. But he is so animated with his girls out there on the basketball court. When something's going on, it's not to his liking. And one thing I've always noticed, because I sit in a little group of people that don't know you. And when the girls, he'd call timeout, and he'd be over there, and the girls all stand up. You always get out of your seat and walk over there close to them. And everybody keeps asking, say, who is that big guy? He's got to be the bouncer that protects them over there.
I've heard that quite a bit. I do train the girls. I'm with them quite a bit. He is very, very a very strong personality,
mm-hmm. He is.
Just like a lot of my coaches. Mm-hmm. But he is a guy that truly, truly cares about his athletes. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to be. I don't want to be around people that do not care about their athletes.
Right.
I'm not going to be. He is someone that really cares about his athletes. He's passionate about this game. He's passionate about women's basketball, not only here, but across the country. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is a Hall of Famer. He is a, you know, you see him with his babies. I mean, he has more energy than anybody I know. I mean, his motor is going all the time. He's a really good guy to work for. He's fun to be around. He goes, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a great ride. And we work hard. We have a good time. And we try to win ball games. And we try to instill that into our girls. That, you know, nothing's given to you. And it all starts with working.
You're going to join a lot of people that have left their legacy at MTSU. We go back to Bubba Murphy and, of course, Coach Donnelly and Jimmy Earl and John Stanford. Steve now. Steve is retiring and going to be throwing the line in the water and things like that. But it seems like that we've always had these stable personalities, these great people that have left their mark on the university. And I think the biggest mark probably is that they really cared about the athletes that they had playing for them, and the athletes cared about them. And probably that's something that's going to go on forever, because MTSU seems to have that ability to hire those people, and in the community here, they all seem to accept them very, very well.
Well, I'm really humbled that you'd put me or mention my name in those guys, because those guys are legends. I mean,
they are.
They really are. I remember Coach Murphy walking. I've been
great
around.
Guy.
This is my second time here since I played, but I remember Coach Murphy walking halls in his office in Murphy Center and getting to sit down and talk to him and just listen to him, Coach Stanford, Coach Jimmy Earle, and having Jimmy Earle as one of my teachers, and I still talk to Coach Earle a lot. I mean, those guys are icons. You know, I just want to leave the place better than where I found it, and to keep growing it and set it up to where our kids, we have a strength and conditioning staff. We have a strength department that is better than everybody we're going to play. And that's what we keep continually to strive for with our hires and who we bring in and where we go and what we're learning. And I think we do a pretty good job doing that. And it's all possible because of our staff. I mean, my administration, Graham and Diane Turnham's been around there. She's going into the Hall of Fame. I mean, Chris Massaro. I mean, again, I mean, there's so – those guys are our stable that allows us to be able to do what we do, you know. And the university is Coach Donnelly – I mean, not Coach Donnelly, but Coach Hanson says, it's an easy sale. It's not hard to sell Middle Tennessee State University.
No.
It is an easy sale. It's not hard to sell the athletic department. It's an easy sale. Once you get on board, I mean, you get it. And the True Blue, you know, there's no other place that most people want to leave. They don't want to leave here. They love it here. That's why I think a lot of these coaches have not took other jobs. Is because of the university, our president, Dr. McPhee, Chris Massaro, who they work for, I mean, and the town, the town of Murfreesboro. I mean, it is a great, great place to live and raise kids. You know, I've got two little kids, a wife, and they go to – one of them goes to Oakland. One goes to Siegel Elementary. He'll be an Oakland guy before it's over with. But you know, it's just a great town.
Well, it's a great partnership, and one of the things that I always find so interesting is the loyalty goes back both ways, from the coaches and then to the school, and the school back to the coaches. And I think that is part of the strength of this community, because the community actually here, they love MTSU. They really do. Right. And it brings so much enjoyment into the community, because they continue to get better in each field that they have in sports here. They really do. And there's not a sports going on, a team here at MTSU that's not enjoyable and is not that's not playing at a high level. They really are have great teams. And I can see a time, and I kind of like Steve Peterson when he's dreaming about that groundhog, that stupid groundhog he had every year, that I can see a time when MTSU is going to have a bigger football field, and they're going to fill that thing up, because you can see it growing all the time, every year, and it's not going to be long that we're going to have a lot of the big boys start coming in here. And it has to be a gradual thing, and we're working in there toward it. But to me, just watching MTSU on any level is really a great experience, because they're such great people. And I can tell you, if I had a kid right now that was a great athlete and going to play college ball, I'd love for him to come to MTSU, because the community is a great place to go to, and it's still like a family atmosphere over at MTSU. And having people like you and Chris and Rick and all the others that have come in here, you're all real class guys, and that would be a treasure for most parents to have coaches like you taking care of their kids.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope we continue to do that. We will continue to take care of our kids. You know, my two little ones, they don't, you know, Wes counts, stopped by my office the other day, and he starts talking about my daughter. There's a picture on the refrigerator of him holding Madison when mm-hmm. she's about 6 weeks old. And Wes is like, boy, I'm getting old. I said, Wes, you're not getting old. Everybody's catching everybody in age. And my kids, they see that. I mean, what better way to be raised as a kid, as a coach's kid? Mm-hmm. You know, you see the other coaches, their families are. Mm-hmm. Coach Ansel, his family is entrenched. I mean, they are always there. They're mm-hmm. always very supportive. McGuire's children are there, and his wife, Lynn. I mean, it is something. I mean, it is a family deal. And we're all pulling for each other. And I think that's very important to get everybody. Not every place I've ever been, everybody's going in the same direction. Mm-hmm. And again, that starts at the top with Chris, and that works down to my head coaches, and they're all funneling everybody to the same arena, which is to be better athletes, mm-hmm. to win championships, to have a good product to put on the field, and respect everybody around you. And do the right thing, and that's very important.
You know, you and I were talking before we went on the air, and I have been glued to the TV set watching the Goodlettsville Little Leaguers, and it's a classic example of what sports can do as far as pride for the community. I mean, and the state of Tennessee, you have this little small town just outside of Nashville. And here they are going into the championship game for the national championship game Saturday. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, I mean, everything from watching the little kid come out of the shoe, making the play, till Texas catcher comes in there, and it was just perfect.
Yeah.
And then that double play at the end, it was something. The second baseman, you know, he's just so focused on his task
mm-hmm.
and what he
unbelievable
what
play.
He's trying to do, and that is and that's with everybody, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah,
and you know when we play football next Thursday, or whether we're playing volleyball this week or soccer, you know you're going to see a family atmosphere. You're going to see a good product on the field, and you're going to see some excitement. So come on out, folks, and watch the kids play.
Well, how are the athletes? Are they ready to go now? Because I know the head coaches are, you know, chopping at the bit.
Everybody's ready to go. We just want to get back, get school back, get it started, get that first couple of days under our belt, get everybody back in the rhythm, and athletes just seem to do better when you have them in a structured environment. We all seem to do better when we know this is what we're going to do. And we have our little list that we knock off every day. And that's what we're excited to get back to, and having more kids around and get them training. We've had men's basketball in this summer. We've had obviously football in. We've had a few soccer. Baseball's been out playing.
Mm-hmm.
There've been a couple baseball guys. We had women's basketball in July for about four and a half weeks. And we all get started back, cranking back up Monday.
Wow.
So we're ready to get going.
All right. I know Matt Riley's sitting over here. He's ready to bust out of here. And we want to let you know that the last part of his show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. When you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From a simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's on to Ridgely Road.
Next is the Better Business Focus with Terry Page.
Roto-Rooter Plumbers of Rutherford, Cannon, Bedford, and Warren Counties is a full-service plumbing and drain cleaning company providing residential, commercial, and industrial services. There are no trip charges, no contracts, or clubs to join. Roto-Rooter technicians are trained to serve, not to sell. Roto-Rooter, 890-3905, an individually owned franchise by George Weiss and Mike Watson.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And legal troubles.
890-3905.
Being an ethical business is the same as being an ethical person. Do the right thing. The same moral code of values and principles we base our decisions on should be the same used in business. Customers and businesses will always thrive in a marketplace that's based on
WGNS, Murfreesboro. It's 10 o'clock. Start your mornings with WGNS, weekday mornings at 9, The Truman Show, Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett, weekday mornings at 10 on the stations of WGNS.
Visiting with Dr. Rishi Saxena, board-certified cardiologist. Dr. Saxena, what makes the 64-slice CT scan better than heart catheterization or the treadmill stress test?
This is non-invasive, so you could find the information without putting any needle in the body, then act on it to cut down your risk of heart attack and death from happening.
Before your doctor does a stress test or heart catheterization, call 896-4800. Dr. Rishi Saxena, the only certified physician in heart CT in this area.
I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Discount Auto Repair in Murfreesboro. What makes us different than other repair shops? We proudly employ Christian technicians. Our mechanics are honest, they do high quality work, and they only recommend service and repairs that are truly needed for your car or truck. Give us a call at 896-1407 or just stop on by. Remember, at Robert's, we beat the dealership on service and price.
Robert's Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
He knows Rutherford County, and he knows the people of Rutherford County. Truman Jones, here on WGNS AM and FM.
And welcome back to Matt Riley. We just have a very short time. And is there anybody you want to say hi to or anything we missed?
No, we've just... Marco Bourne and Emily Bourne, just congratulations on the new one out there. If you're listening this morning, that's a couple of our ex players. Marco actually runs our he's an assistant athletic director, and he's in charge of ticketing and marketing. And so, if you need any tickets to any of the games, Marco's the guy to call.
And now I guess we have tickets on sale. I know we have them for football. What about basketball?
We'll sell you a ticket to any event right now if you need one.
Oh, really?
I really don't know that, but I just thought that sounded pretty good.
Well,
I'm
does.
Sure we can work on it.
Maybe you need to be in marketing
We don't have anything we can't get done over there.
That's so. The truth. I mean, you guys do a great job of selling the university. You really do. And there is nothing that goes on over there that's not interesting. Now, I was talking to Jim McGuire right after he was named head coach, and hallelujah for that. I mean, what a great guy. And he's going to be such a positive influence for the university, just like Steve Peterson was. And as one thing I wanted to ask you about is how's Doc doing? And we talked about that earlier. He's on the West Coast. But do you guys get in touch with each other often? Because Doc is such a gregarious guy. He's always up and friendly.
Doc is unbelievable. He's a motivator. He's an innovator. And he is a promoter. He'll call me and goes, "Man, I need you to look up so-and-so. I need to find out where this guy is. Call me back." And that'll be the extent of it. Then we'll talk for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But we always usually get together in May. The week before Mother's Day is our big conference that we go to, and
I bet
we sit on
a
board out there, and it's a doozy. But him and I, we get to sit down and talk. spend about 4 days together, so it's always good. He's doing great. He's living in L.A. He trains, I think, everybody. Who knows?
The Hollywood trainer.
Hollywood trainer.
No wonder they're all looking so buffed up and good
these
days.
That may be it.
Great to have you on, Matt.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure and an honor for me to be here.
A lot of fun for me. We'll see you guys in the morning at 9 a.m.